Some of these are certain with this nature, others are not. First of all, doesn't there have opinions come out of Rove on the Machabes of Rove? There hate they. As a measure of human stomach of Rove, this is talking about Alex. Shalos the Tugas may be Yehuda Mabir Shem Yonah, Evan Rose of Inan Lama Gimel. Shalos the Tugas of Sam Sefer, Evan Rose of Caleb Aleph, Simon Kut Lama Gimel, and Simon Kut Sar Tel. I realize those are out of order. Shalos the Tugas of Sam Sefer, Evan Rose of Caleb Aleph, Simon Kut Lama Gimel, and Simon Kut Sar Tel. Kuf Chechuva, Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin, Sif Kotin Vov, Ebenezer, obviously. Now, we have a whole series of topics to cover. I'll try to do them as quickly as possible. The next in the order, the chronological order that we've been following, is the writing of a tsuba for an individual who is a v'ula, and we'll deal first with v'ulat atmai. I gave you on the list in Yidrus Moshe, and now I gave you a series of other tsubas. First of all, I should make the minor point, and that is that in the tsuba of a v'ula, there is definitely a hakfodah not to write tsukudah if the woman was nivel to an akum or to somebody else who makes a kosel l'kehuna. The reason being that there is a presumption that if an almona appears with a tsuba that says tsukudah in it, that she is mutter l'kehuna. And therefore, if she was already nivel to an akum, and it's known that she was nivel to an akum, and you produce the tsuba, the first tsubador, the presumption would be that she could later marry a Syrian, which is contrary to the fact. I'll come back to that a little bit later, or the question of whether you write tsubador in the tsuba of an individual who is not a tsuba, and you have at least one of the two with Nidrash Moshe, the second one are a Chaim Felix Beis, and it could be said. Rav Moshe speaks about that explicitly, although in the first one he certainly deals with the same question. The basic shaila with regard to the ksuba of a v'ulo is whether there is a chiyuv of moshayim. Now clearly, if it's not v'ulat atmai, if she is a v'ulo but not to himself, there is no chiyuv of moshayim. However, the chosen has the right to assume the obligation of moshayim if he chooses. It's no worse than a tasteless ksuba. So that if you're dealing with the ksuba of a v'ulo, even if it's not v'ulat atmai, the chosen certainly can permit the writing of moshayim if he wishes to. The question is whether you can write the chosen lefi nidu uraisa. The word the chosen lefi nidu uraisa sounds as if it's a psak halacha. The Mishnah Kedushin is now going to be mafriya between the mafrikas rishonim, whether the ksuba of a psula is a ksuba which is mafriya nidu uraisa or mafriya nidu rabbanon. It turns out that it's just a little bit more profound than that. The chosen lefi nidu uraisa becomes a code phrase. The zuzim, there are two kinds of zuzim, the steps of Medina, the steps of Suri. The chot yuchi midraisa means you get the heavier pieces of silver which weigh more and they are worth more. So that the words the chot yuchi midraisa are not really a stak halacha. They mean the zuzim that we give to a psula, assuming that the chiyuv psula is a chiyuv midraisa. The chosen can be mishabed himself for that too if he wishes. Therefore, there is no real problem with writing the chosen lefi midiraita if the chosen accepts the fee of knowing what it is, and there's a desire to write it to mishum down or whatever. It's also not terribly significant. Seferach Agav. There is something, if I'm not mistaken, I certainly have maybe it's even Yechavagav. I don't remember the source right now. Rav Avadi Yosef had Tarumis on the Miskatli Kiddushin in cities where there were large Sephardi populations, and the Miskatli Kiddushin were Ashkenazim, and they were writing the Choti with the Midoraita, describing Makriya that the Sith Kubis of the Rabbonim, the Sith of the Rambam, not a Doraita. And he thought it was improper for him to do so. Now, again, I don't want to enter into this. It's one of the questions on the next opinion for the Yodin Yodinville. I'm not sure that there's any great support. I mean, you do have, of course, have to tell the person that either he's not motivated to accept these heavy silver coins, the person that's in the right there, or that the Bezdin will later decide whether the wife is entitled to that. But clearly, if you inform the person in advance and he's willing to accept the greater here, it's no worse than a basic scuba. If there's reason to be concerned, it is that somebody picking up the scuba will say that the person was voluntarily with Matthias himself in the greater amount, whereas it would seem to me that in terms of halacha, the chosman, particularly a Tzvavish chosman in Eretz Yisrael, had the right to say singly, I was never mishadid myself in the cause of the theme of the Raisa, but rather through the Zuzah Darabonon rather than Zuzah Darabonon. But if you tell him, he accepts it, I don't really see any real problem. I don't want to enter into that. That's just a whole separate issue. Whether you can write the person who receives the right for a Svarvi. But put that aside, certainly in the case of Bulat Atma, I'm sorry, a Bula who is not Bulat Atma, and he is willing to accept the obligation as a basis for the, there isn't any real problem with the practice of exclusion. Now, the tshuva, or the tshuva that I gave you, the whole list, deal with the question of a Bulat Atma, and the question of whether the Bulat Atme is Mone or Mosai. There is an interesting statement in the Shuvah translator. The translator says that, if somebody has it quickly, these things are not in order here. It's the front of the page. The interesting line in the translator, the line that the translator says, for Yisi Nehig Lifei, as if this is something that has happened more than once. He says, before he saw the Dogo Mirovova, he used to write Mosayim. No, this is what I'm still reading. Sure, it's got to be there. Or maybe I didn't. No, you may be right. I'm sorry. The Constantinople, he used to know the Igrifte, that this was something that was not a rare occurrence, and I'm just going to wonder a little bit. Because before he saw the Dogo Mirvovo, he wrote Mosayim. And now we've seen the Dogo Mirvovo, he writes only Mone and not Mosayim. That's just a slight comment. In any event, the question is in the Dogo Mirvovo, the Shaila is whether there's an obligation of Mosayim to the Mefuto, whether this is more or less in the form of the Knas. And the Dogen Revolver says, although the Rambam says that a Mefuto gets the Ksuba of, Mosayim, or she's entitled to the payment of what is the equivalent of Mosayim, that's only if she's a Naira, not if she's a Beger. And ours are breakers. We don't have girls of 12 years of age who are standing under the Mefuto. They're all more than 12 and a half. Therefore, they're all dangerous. Even according to the teachers of Rambam, it's not more than the standard mona, the Hamishin Kesef, etc. As I said, the standard mona, rather than the shear of Mosayim. Now, Reb Moshe has somewhat of a feverish, and Reb Moshe says that Ulas Atma Yomukuyiv Mosayim Mishadadim. Incidentally, there's a Mishnah Lamelech, if I'm not mistaken, in Shas Rambam, that is literally the meaning of the Tosfos, the Moya Habesulas. Moya Yemaharenu Leila Isha, and the Mishnah Lamelech, that is the Moya Habesulas, the Moya Hanohu of a Besula, and he has to give her the Ksuba as if she were a Besula. That's just a source of the Shas Rambam. The devotion and the Kiddush would be that the Mokum with a mini career is right at the Kiddush, is the business also in the Saradim. I don't regard it as any great privilege. It seems to me that that is, according to this Pshat Rambam, he would be included in whatever the faith is and not to be, even though she's not a Sfira. Rav Moshe has a different story, bringing sources which we will not go into, certainly not in detail. You see, Kaufman, Geir, and Geiris, you see, Kaufman writes that the Sukkot of Mosayim, even though the Kaufman can't be Meshabbat himself when he's a Kaufman, and by the time he becomes a Gadol, she's no longer a Psula. The reason, says Rav Moshe, being with Aldas, Nisim, Harishonim, and that Nisim, Harishonim, she was a Psula. He says something similar with regard to a Geir and a Geiris, and says that, for example, in Kedusha Akkoish, that they later have people with Kedushin, it's also about Nisim HaRishonim, and he gives some kind of status, in this case at least, to Nisim HaKoish, and that becomes an entirely different issue. There's a Tshuva Ravais, people in Machavim with Kedusha Kleina, not with Kedusha Kera. I'm not sure that the concept of Nisim, Aldas Nisim HaRishonim, is really a quotient notion if you assume that the Nisui Arkeis do not create a state of issues such that a get is required afterwards. But that again would lead us into a discussion of whether a get is required in case of Nisui Arkeis. And my only question is with regard to those who maintain it's not necessary. Those who maintain that it is necessary, and of course the Svara about Nisim HaRishonim is certainly a quotient Svara. And says Rav Moshe, therefore, wherever there was any of this, then of course in all of those cases you write the Mosayim, the Saldat, to do you see the training. There is in the Piskei Tshuva a reference to one Tshuva dealing with somebody who cohabited with his Mishudaka after Shiduchim. And the expression there is once he was Machayim himself, it's not to the Chayim. To marry her, he was also Machayim himself to the Ksuba of Mosayim. And clearly she wasn't Machal that when they entered into, in Piskei Tshuva, the one I gave you, when they entered into this subsequent relationship. In any event, Rav Moshe says that Bulat Atmai, you should write Mosayim rather than Mone. The Rambam in this case, he maintains that it's not a fee of the Raiser, but a fee of the Rabbonon. And nevertheless, he says that they insist they can write the Chos, you will see the Raiser. Here you have a strange case, according to Rav Moshe, a soup of Mosayim, which isn't a Raiser, but a Rabbonon, since he's now clearly a Zulu and not a Psula. But nevertheless, says Rav Moshe, if they insist they can write the Chos, you will see the Raiser, since the Chosin is Sova Vikibel. What is the case of Bulat Matzah about the Nisenu Harabim? These things are now rather shtiach. And in some cases, one need not take cognizance of what has happened. You're certainly under no obligation to ask, although in some cases you may be pleased to ask. But certainly a young woman has a chesed psula. But if you're dealing with a situation in which people have been living together in a public and notorious manner, one cannot avoid the fact that you're dealing with a geula. Now, the question here is a general problem with regard to the proper hanoge. In the second shuva, which was written to a young lady, Rav Moshe tells her she's under no obligation to tell them Sada Kedushin that she's a geula and she clearly isn't. Nor, in that case, was the Sada Kedushin obligated to ask. In which case she's got a cheskat psula, she's already informed the chosin. The chosin is enough of a lamdan to know that he can't be sort of a kibel, and he's perfectly willing to write the ksuba of a psula. And there's no problem. However, when the Masada Shidushin does know, the case is somewhat different. When the Masada Shidushin does know for one reason or another, you have a minor problem of a devar shefer tirchot. Now, I call it a minor problem because I can find it a tailoring for the Easter of Devar Shefer Tirchot, Bizne HaSholem, Shamish Prophet, etc., etc. I don't even know why it's necessary to do this if you can use Aiden who have no knowledge of the fact that she's not a Psula. And that's why I would advise, use Aiden who have no knowledge to the contrary. And there's no problem with writing Mosayim Sufidor, the word, I'm sorry, the Chosu Vafi Migraiz, Sufidor, I'll come to in a moment. However, when this is common knowledge, and in paradigm is a situation which we've been living together, I think it becomes a sukha b'sula to write the word sukha dor when everybody knows it's not a sula, or you have a woman who's pregnant under the chuppah and obviously pregnant, and you're writing sukha dor, I think it's a sukha b'sula. I don't think it's right to write sukha dor under those circumstances, but certainly you are not covering up a scandal if it is evident to everybody present that the caring for the Dvar Shefer Tirchov certainly don't apply in the case of a pregnant bride, etc., etc. Now, the problem, the only problem remaining for Admeisha is whether you should rise through the door or not when the Adian knows that she's not a steward. But again, in a mocking where there is the damage brought there, and nobody, it's not public knowledge that she's a bulor, I don't even really see the problem. But however, again, preferably the Adian should not know, in which case they can write through the door, as Rav Moshe says explicitly in the second children, they would say, okay. The only problem is when she has consorted with a non-Jew, in which case it is not proper to write through the door. However, if the Adian don't know, they don't know whether the Sabbath Kedushin should condone that or not when he knows, and he knows that the burial with an Akum is a more complicated question. Put that aside. Yes. Well, I've now been talking about everything. He's talking about Bulat Atma in terms of the Ksuba of Mosaiyim. That's the only case where there could be an obligation of Mosaiyim. However, in a case where it's not true Bulat Atma, and that is the case in the second Ksuba, one or a times every day, it wasn't Bulat Atma, and the whole thing was a female, fine. But Moshe's Kiddush is a Mitzad Adin. Bulat Atma is Mekuyiv and Mosai and Yidra Abon. That is it. It's connected the maybe the Yehudah, it's connected the Kamsoifer, etc., etc. But maybe if he wants to, he can do it. Fine.
But what if she was Bula and
she's married Kohen? If she's a Bula and she's married a Kohen, and who was the boy, the girl?
Yes.
No. Zayna is not to be translated literally. Zayna means that she is near for Lakoshalo, not Lakoshalo. Lakoshalo doesn't become a Zayna. Alright, let's then turn to the next item on the agenda. And we are now, we're still with the Ksuba, right. The next, in order then, becomes a Kruppe, which is Ben Ashmoshes. And the problem is what he writes in the Ksuba. Now, in addition to the materials I've given you, I once upon a time wrote a short little item reviewing a number of articles that appeared in various journals dealing with precisely this problem. And not in the next issue of Tradition, but the one after that, there will be a second article dealing with the same material. I frankly, before the appearance of the last issue, of the last volume of the Vishnaisha, didn't see any problem at all. It seemed to me that the Chosin could be Meshabbat himself one day previously, and he writes his man of the Kinyan. The problem, of course, being that if you have a Ksuba that's written before the Shkia, and the Kruppe takes place Ben Hashmoshes, the problem is Yichud. When, if it's still there, then there can't be Miyachid if there's no valid Ksuba. If you write the Nedra day, then you have a Ksuba that's Mucha, and you have a problem with Yichud after the Kruppe. If you write the previous day, then it sounds as if it's a Zman Muktim, and Muktim is enough to topple any Shtar, because it would be great for the Kruppe for Lech Yidin. My initial reaction was that you're not being graded from the Kukhish way to Deen because the Chosin is willing to be Meshavah himself one day earlier. The previous day. And then there's no problem with the Yichud. Now, Rav Moshe in two places says that this is impossible, that you can't do things like that. He says it, first of all, in the Idris Moshe and Chelek Dalet, which is quoted for you. There is also another Maran Mokhain, Gibris Moshe Bovnitiya Chelek Aleph Simen Cho, Ois Nun Gimel, and Nun Dalet. The Moshe just says, without explaining, that you can't be Meshavet yourself before. I have given you a Tshuva's Beis Yaakov, Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel in the Maamar Famous. The Beis Yaakov, who was a fairly early offering, disagrees with his Maishas. He says, you absolutely can. And he brings a number of rights. Now, I don't want to go into these in detail. Oh, I don't see a Gemara above Messiah. There are two bases above Messiah. One is on Daf Zayin. I'm sorry. It's not. Yes. Daf Zayin on the Bay. The problem is a lost Ketubah, which has now been found by a third party. So the Gemara does not shabal maybe out of Egypt. Says Rashi, Goreh Hashim Lekmin, we're not afraid that the Baal is in cahoot with Lekuchis, and that he now wants to use this document in order to collect the Ketubah from purchasers of his real property. He's already sold Karkoy, and now wants to collect this Ketubah so that he can foreclose on the Lekuchis. But Hashim Lekmin, the lack of a mekash, another shash, and across the Yisrael in Nosar Tishrei. Maybe he wrote the Ksuva and he married her sometime afterwards. The Mona must be Mishtabe, Minerison, Afolay, Ksuva, Erison, Koli Yisrael. Because the Ksuva you collect retroactively from Erison. Ulukai, the Erison, let the mekash to cross up. We're not afraid that he wrote it before the Erison. Fine. What does it mean we're not afraid? The real solution is that people don't write before the erusin. So we don't have to worry about it being a mukdam, correct? Inference being that if it is a mukdam, there might be something wrong. At basis, the tisefes nam, ilabayadom, eidoson, rochim, roi, otu, shafir. What about the tisefes? Tisefes nam, cleave an erusin? The tisefes that eidoson, rochim, roi, for the tisefes, because what does eidoson, rochim, roi mean? That he's Meshuggah to the faceless also. So we don't worry about faces. Now, once you have this character of faces, what about a shash of a Clayton Erison? This seems to be a terrorist, the first terrorist also. I understood faces as saying that Ada the Strum of Rockaway is now a terrorist to both shashes. We had a proof. Ada the Strum of on the faces of Shuggah. Right, so either the Chum of Rochim Loi, at least in the Erisim, we have exclusively in Tayshis, right? That the Chimah for Adim is Reich and the Tayshis also, even as I'm saying, Sabadim, but as soon as you sign it, it's either the Chum of Rochim Loi. Now, I understood that as being a terrorist, not only the Tayshis, but how you're the Shubhs in Erisim, but as a terrorist to the first, as a terrorist to the first place, to the first guy's place in the world. What about maybe he wrote before the Erisim? So before he said, let's go make us. Now I have a better terrorist. Once I've answered the second kash, I have a terrorist for the first kash too. It is a son of Zachim was. It was built by the Zachim. You know, Erisim, it can be Zachim, he corrects too, but even before the Erisim. Why not? That's how I learned places involving the seal. There's another faces on your Zion, and the Shankar's green Sariah from that faces. Faces on the Yudzayim says that the Baal is not Memun, that it's the Bismanchi who merged the Yafu Isha. And if he's not merged, we're not Maskir. You're not Memun to say, you're not Memun to say Karaiti on a star. The faith is Memun to say Karaiti, only Migu, they could have said, Yaf Ishti. He's got the Migu, he could have said, you're not my wife, I never married you. The inference of the faith, I don't want to go through this in detail, the inference of the faith is, that his nemonis is nemonis to return it, and when he returns it, we are very much concerned with the fact that maybe he never married her, but it won't make any difference because if he was Meshabbat himself and he's now acknowledging the fact that there is a Chiyuv Ksuba, he is now acknowledging that it is Ishtay, there's no longer anything to worry about, even if it was written before the Erisim. Because even if it was written before the Erisin, we have a valid shtar, and the shtar is Mishabed, Mishabodim, Mishabim, the Choshim, from the Shaftesiva. You can look through the Shuva and the Shankas in detail. He brings the Raya from that basis that the Baal is Nemon, or he gives him credibility,
to say that he was Mishap himself from the time of the that appears in the Tshuva, and there's no longer any problem. In any event, you have all of various sources, and instead of making himself into Tshuva for Radvaz, which he tries to explain away, but the Radvaz, the Pashtus of the Radvaz, is certainly that a person can be Mishap himself before the Erisim. Yud-Zayin on the base. And you'll find it all in the Tshuva's Beis Yankov. Now, Tshuva's Beis Yankov certainly says in the right, the earlier days. Well, Ramesha is the first place he doesn't learn the way I read. And the second one he doesn't talk about. He doesn't mention it. He doesn't call Beis Yankov. He doesn't have the right, he doesn't have the Tshuva, he doesn't have the right. The other question is whether it is appropriate or proper under the circumstances to write a Zman Mu'uchar. For this I have no sources. I have no real problems with writing a Zman Mu'uchar either, for a number of reasons. Now, again, the arguments and the reasons are probably more negaya, not to the shayla of the Chuppah of Einash Moshes, although that happens often enough, but it's negaya. It can happen, as the Jewish expression goes, to result of Mishref and Vishashevka, that you're standing under the foot and you need to discover a problem. You wrote the wrong page. It's not, you put a year earlier. Or the person reading the Ksuva knows things that the person who wrote the Ksuva didn't know and discovered something that's possible. Or it can happen that not under the Ksuva, but that the Kala is a bigger Talmud Kochum or Talmud Chachamo than the Masada tradition, and in the hotel room she discovers it later. She discovers there's a tomb, and a call, 2 o'clock in the morning. You found the tomb, what do you do now? So let me deal with some of the sources, and we'll apply to this as well, to the question of Zman Mu'uchar in the tomb. In Simon Samach Vos, Maye Lania Daisy, you can write the earlier date. I don't see any problem. The earlier date, they shan't to say you can. The Moshe has a fossil. And who's going to be Machiach Neged of Moshe? For a Moshe, you have a fossil with Sivu. Moshe says it's fossil. Okay? The Machaba. Now the question is, can you write as Man Mucher and be Miyache, even though it's not safe to fossil? Says the Machaba, also it's Yachi, the Machala, Tilim, Sheets of Lok Silva. The Machaba holds that Yichud is also. So that you don't have a valid tshuva, you can't be miyachid. Says Ramah, v'yeshmekilim u'matirim li'shafei v'loy tshuva u'bivad shalom yivol. Ramah says, yichud is muter, just be it, is over. Now, what's happening here? It's not as if they have machlokes mechab and Ramah with regard to whether also Lord and Lashu Tatishtei, v'loy tshuva applies to yichud. Mechab and Ramah both concede that the Yisur Rabbonim, the Dovership, the Minyan, applies only to Biyah. It does not apply to Yichud. The Mechaber is based on the Rambam, and the Chalkot Mechesek said, Chalkot of the Rambam, the Bach Chalkot, the Rambam, Yisik Lashayna, V'loi Chalkot Sheik Yisur B'dover, Rasha Chalkot V'Sorach Lichtay Ksuv, V'Chaydem, K'nitzot HaLechubi, because, Shalyah V'zeh Yisur, it's not the Takon of Chazal. The Rambam's Takon. The Rambam's Isa Tehra. Don't do these things because later it will be not only Yichud, but other things which will be also Mitzad Hadin. So, you're dealing with something that isn't also Mitzad Hadin, it's also Mitzad Haminig, Mitzad Tiyot, whatever. What's our big shash? Our big shash is that there's Man Mu'uchar in the Ksub, is one day late. The Ksub is later tomorrow, not today. What are you afraid? That the Chosin will precipitously write again Bein HaShmoshes, because now he'll be able to get away with it. She doesn't have a Ksuba that she can pull out against him. That's a Shash Rochuk. In other words, that he's going to be Boyel and be Megarish Bein HaShmoshes. It seems to me that the High Gavna, even the Machaber would be murdered. That Yichud under those limited circumstances would be mutter.
Why did he write that?
I'm sorry?
Why did he write that?
What, huh?
Why did he write
that? He wasn't talking about my case. I wrote the Machaber says, oh, it's nice. at night there's no binyan. Bein Hashmoshes, what for these 3 minutes, you have to defer to Shabbat too. I don't think you have to defer to Shabbat for those few minutes.
Are you talking about in the hotel room itself or in the
place? No, we're talking about my problem was what happens at this time of year. Right? You have the chuppah bein Hashmoshes. It happens, right? You're not going to wait for Pesach to call in because it takes too long. And you couldn't make it earlier for whatever reason. People came late. So now the chuppah works out to be bein Hashmoshes. Okay? Why? Because there's no longer fear that he'll be Megarish precipitously. He can't be Megarish Bal Kocha. In King, there's man as it, in Genus Eru. Shein Megarish in Bal Kocha Shalisha, and she can't bring a Gerish in. For Yeshua Hokel, because he lives at Zubi. Avlein HaMinikin, Vein Lishana. Ein HaMinikin, Vein Lishana, granted. But for Vein HaShmoshis, for only these for Yichud, maybe he can't be Mishana, maybe he can be Mishana for Vein HaShmoshis. Or, and this is a more serious question, 2 o'clock in the morning when you found the psul and the ksuba before beer, and there's no eating. You have no eating to sign on the ksuba at this late hour. And to high dashna, I don't think the Ramo would say that you can't rely on the chayim of negotiation, even though it's the mini, but the mini isn't for shasav kaka high dashna v'chulei. Where for a lot of other reasons you don't want to delay the first deal.
He's relying on the
hand for the Shasakra. He's relying on Ramo. That in the Dean of Saint with the hand of integration. You can even be bailed without a stupid, at least for a temporary period of time. And three, I have a simple answer. My simple answer is for the even if you're worried about the chuppah bein Hashmoshes, and you're right, the later is man, there's another age. Wherever the woman doesn't have a ksuba, there is a chaver which says that if she's lost the ksuba, you have an age to be matzis metalkoli. You can give her something as security. She will always be able to keep that in lieu of the ksuba should you divorce her. So I have a very simple age. The chuppah whoever said. What that works to be matched with Metalkoin? The check becomes the ksuba. Who says it has to be the nusach of the ksuba? He's not this brother. He hands it to her. A check for Masai and Jews.
He can cancel it.
First of all, if you cancel it, doesn't mean it's not a shakur. If he comes and write on it, I've worked out a binkin super friday on the bottom where it says the note. He'll come to Bez and Bez will be gazing and he cancels the check. Bez and Bez sees what it is. A canceled check, he can be gazing and Bez and won't be afraid. People know what the phrase is. No, if you write on the check that if Bimkan is the ksuba that's dated tomorrow, or Bimkan ksuba shenetho, I don't see why it's not about the ksuba. Forget about the eighth of metalkoli. This is tantamount to the ksuba. Why not? It's got to be in the nusach of the ksuba. It says on it the 20th life is the temporary ksuba. And after we're still returning to it. That's a big problem. Alright.
It's 8
for 2 o'clock in the morning. Instead of running the sign, you can tell them right away. It's also an 8 for the Sman Mukh, but for all of this, I have no clue. Okay. I was afraid somebody was going to ask me that.
Well, you
have
to write that. How much do you have to write
that? You may be McQueen's reputations also. That's a separate problem. Whether the Chosen. But in a footnote to the article in the Connecticut Law Journal that the only thing I can see is that the editor eliminated, it was a long footnote on the shear of the ksuba, with the different sheets in the shear of the ksuba in the number of troy ounces.
And now there's a paper that came out just a week or two ago, and it's got his name. Tell him that somebody, he wrote, he made a little compendium on the Ksuba. And he also has the number of story ounces, but his calculations don't jive with my calculations. I have a different figure from him, supposedly according to the same sheets. I haven't gone through his mathematics carefully. You're dealing with him, his biggest year, something like 1800 or 1900 troy ounces. If you want to know how much money in dollars, take the New York Times every day and they'll give you the price of silver. Silver fluctuates between $5 and $6 right now per ounce. So multiplying, you've got it. I had a bigger year. Mine was 2400 ounces, a little bit more. Maybe a significant amount of money. I don't know. I don't know what a dozen would be great for that. Ralph Hansen once published that it was $2,000. That seemed to me too low. But it's simply a matter of going through the sheets and how many grams there are in the zoos, and then you have to go through the sheets and how much the zoos is, and then convert the grams to troy ounces, which is also a little bit of a problem. And it's because all the shubas are written in terms of the weight and not in troy ounces. None of the shubas are written in troy ounces. So you take their grams and convert them to troy ounces, which is different from other ounces, and then you work them out. Yeah, ours are
the ounce of the silver.
Yeah, right. They're about that price in troy ounces. And you got a figure. It's not our concern right now. But maybe, you know, if you write $25,000 or something,
right.
I suspect it may be over $10,000.
Yeah,
it may well be, or you know, with the whole business, it may be over $10,000. But that, you know, people out there under the impression it's a lot less. In my head, it's at $2,000. There was one Amoris who testified in court many years ago that the whole business is worth less than $25. That was total nonsense. Even when he said it, it was nonsense. But it's a significant amount. How much precisely is it? Once upon a time, you could, the shear of Messiah and Zeus, which you find in Zulkus, my promise, where the enemy, the shear of how much capital you can have to be precluded from accepting my promise, where the enemy, my prudence, is also Messiah and Zeus. Messiah and Zeus was an amount such that you could live for a year, or you could invest it and live on the process. But that doesn't mean that you can live on that now. The time of Chazal is going to be
a in other words, there's a reason for it, whatever.
Well, again, no, Chazal didn't work that way. Chazal made the Tachkon in Kesef. Now, apparently, Kesef has depreciated over a period of time. We're living in times of inflation. It's not Kesef that depreciates, but other things become more expensive. That's how Halach operates. Because Kesef is Kivro and everything else fluctuates against the Kesef. We don't view Kesef as ever fluctuating. You are looking, you know, it's all relative. So you're dealing with relative, which is going up and down, which is the constant. For purposes of Halacha, silver is the constant. Now it's interesting, the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael made a series, they also seemingly run the impression that it was a very minor sum. They made a number of Chachronos. I don't remember the chronology right now. The first Chachronos, I remember correctly, was they made a Chachronos for the shear of the Ksuba. And if they're making Chachronos, it's got to be more than the statutory shear, because the statutory shear, you're already Mechuyev. The first was, if I remember, 25 British pounds, or the equivalent of 25 British pounds. Then they went, that was when the pound was probably still 560. Yes, so how much was it even then? Then later they raised it a couple of times. The last time, if I remember, the last one was 500 lira. They didn't adjust it since. Now 500 lira today is clearly much, much less than the most conceivable share of the soup. And they wonder whether it's silver fruit anymore. But they didn't index the Tachlonians. They didn't update the Tachlonians for who knows how many years. All right, so let me then go on to, yeah. Well, I said, first of all, you not just Mikalkin, which means take all the wedding presents and give it to her and tell her this is the absurd because I not pay it. Or, my simple way, sir, write out a check, isn't it?
You start suffering, it's like those things. There's no worse than teaching the doctrine. It sounds to me as if it's a disproven.
Yeah, for example, the Shaila, again, elsewhere, is dealt with it, or people should be dealing with it in more detail. You have a problem of people are living out in Timbuktu, and the wife lost her children. What should she do? You don't have any sharing, or you don't have a somebody who's got a mitzvah for the ksuba dirgitzer. And my age is very simple. I think you take a check and write that this is dinkan ksuba shenevdo and finish. And it has just a little notation on the check and hands it to her. I think it has all the dinkan ksuba.
And you
have a
ksuba.
You want to press me to say you can do it even with a ksuba? Fourthly, I might say you do it like I do it too. But I don't need to have you. Some people think that Musaf Mitzvah is a lot of machines seen. I won't disabuse them. But for a chat, a chat, and still you can write a proper tool, I think this will work. In a bed, it won't become stale. I don't know why it should become stale in a bed.
Just like an hour
or two? Well, again, there's an article in a past issue tradition with regard to the status of checks. It seems to me that, in general, a check in this country is not a star code. However, that's only with regard to Shemitah v'chule. As the person gives a matone and he wants to cancel it, so he's in the chutz v'amone and nothing more than that, he's heard of the song Zorchenle. But if you write a memo on it, or any side of it or whatever, and this is being claimed to ksuba, it seems to me that it becomes a star code. It's just like in lieu of the ksuba, which has been lost, or has been lost, whatever, you know, that's it. That's the nukh of the other side.
I just thought
that
it doesn't work. I was going to say, you can say, don't put the date on the check. Don't put the English date on the check.
You're worried about it being stale.
Then it doesn't get stale. When the Hebrew writes the English date.
Fine. I don't care if you put the date on because
the Hebrew date is the bottom and you can put the English
date. The bed's in long pops into the stale. The bed's more fitting than I owe you. I don't see why it shouldn't. And I made the point, I think, last time, that I don't see why if the doctor has to do something, you need to buy a place. If the Jews are brought to the Israel, it seems to me it's sufficient. I know the English question. And what he said, we spoke about it once. It seems to me that the Jews are doesn't for Israel sufficient. Because I'm not sure that this ksuba, that this is the standard ksuba, the traditional ksuba, can be used as the basis of a cause of action in a court.
Yeah.
I'm adding them all together, you know, you're serving us. Alright? Next. We are finished with the ksuba. We've marched down the aisle. There are no halachas that may be coming which I will not discuss. We are now dealing with Yichud Eidin, correct? Well, of course, Yichud Eidin, no worse than the Yachud of the Sabbath Kedushin, to me. All right. Now, yes. Okay. Yes, there are. I think I read about it. There's a, well, first of all, I don't read it, I'm sorry. I published it, but I don't read it. There's a, the, first of all, I mean, the, whether you're allowed to be the father to do, you have to have a kufa in a shul. I mean, you're absolutely right, and I'm remiss for not including it. I should have included it on the Maram Athens. You know, it should have been one of the topics, but you know, we have only 4 hours. There are two problems. One is the shuva from the Sanskrit. The Sanskrit holds it's absolutely up for the Sanskrit. Shuva sandwich to listen. And whether it's halacha lemaisa or whether it's a siyog for his medina at his particular time is a separate issue. It was one of the early reform innovations. Many Yisrael, Mishonim Kadmon Yesh, was not to be Mishadir Kedushin in the Beis HaKnesses for whatever reason. There were good reasons. They weren't. They just didn't. It was not a Jewish practice. You didn't have a chuppah in a shul. You had a chuppah outside. I'm not aware. If they did, I don't know about it. I'm not a Sephardi. I don't know.
I have no idea. I'm not sure. If there was a chuppa in a shul, I'm not aware of it. And this was in Hungary, this was one of the reform innovations in the Psalm study for after this. It was they did it for Islamis for Akum, it was absolutely correct. The question is that now binding forever and ever? That's a separate problem. That gets into Kukisim with the Rafa Shaykh. The other problem, why didn't Jews ever do it? Because the Pesach Knesset is not for Dvorim Shebechol. And this is Dvorim Shebechol. Now, there is a tshuva of the Yohu Gutmacher that was published in one of the very early issues of Meiria, once upon a time, a long time back, talking about whether these are things, whether it's one of the things that you're allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesset or not. And you can, you know, look that up and you'll have the sources there. I mean, they're not here, obviously. In Meiria, the Israeli German. Very German. Now, clearly, they are not here.
That.
Okay.
Didn't you not mention
that
whether
that's probably conservative
or formal?
Well, you can start a Kedushin conservative. That's not a Kedushin. That's not a Kedushin. Kedushin is a Kedushin. Maybe. Well, I don't know. Whatever. But in any event, that's certainly not proper for a rule.
Not a problem?
Not proper! It is not proper for a rule to be Masada Kedushin in the sanctuary of a conservative temple. That everybody would agree. Beyond that, again, the Shuvati Yidrith Meshe, we'll never finish going to that. It's not on the list of topics, believe it, for some other occasion. Yichud Eidim. There are two sources that are fairly similar, and that's not surprising because they're the same author, the Ktseit and the Avni Marim. If you look in, take the Avni Marim, the first page. The Avni Marim in Siman Mem Beis quotes all the Rishonim who say that there's no problem with Echadim Korav Apostle with regard to aiding under these circumstances. He quotes the Rosh, the Zerizor, the Makis, and then at the very end he says, Om Nom Sefer Pesachation, Chassad Nuvaroi, the Nochem Lachol Vesad Kedushin, Liyatid Aidim Sherim Bishat Kedushin, Vesad Vesom Shum Dinkum Bishat Kedushas Yisrael. That clearly for the Ktseit was a Chumr B'Alma. The Ktseit maintained that Mitzat Hadin, no Yichud Eidim is necessary at all. Now, clearly there were some Rishonim who maintained that Yichud Eidim was necessary in order to illuminate the problem of Yichud Eidim. The problem of Kanita Chavikov. You eliminate the problem of Mitzechot Korvi possible because in a standard wedding there are crazy presents and the crazy are by definition possible. The point of Yichud Eidim is to eliminate this problem of Mitzechot Korvi possible. Now, the practice in some places attributed to Reb Chaim by some, I have certainly seen it in Hasidic weddings. I don't think that they really understand why they're doing it, but their form of Yichud Eidim is, well, now under there in the papal, to the exclusion of all others, is the English formula for that. This is based upon a... Some people, Plainy and Plainy are the 80 Kedushin, to the exclusion of all others, that's more than Yichud. The standard form of Yichud 80 is to call over on the mic. X and Y on the Chubid with 80 Kedushin. That's Yichud 80. You don't have to announce it. You call them and say, you're the 80 Kedushin. Atameda. Some form of designation that these are the 80 Kedushin. The designation to be Yichud presumably should be done by the Chosin. I presume, however, when the Sada Kedushin does it and asks the Chosin, do you want me to designate these as the Eidim? And he says, yes, so that's sufficient. My problem is this exclusion of all others, the pockling of other people who are perfectly kosher and who are present. It's based upon a ziyuk in the Rosh in Matthew. The Rosh says, Abu Hizmin et Avin, Vahisi et Vahirim, etc., etc. The Rosh's washing is Vahisi et Vahirim. Allegedly, the Chaim deduced from that that you must not only be Mazmin the Avin, but you must also be Maisi the Aferin. Just say you and you, Islam, you're my Avin, that's not enough. You've got to say you and you, but nobody else. If that is true, then there's a machlokes for Rosh and there is Ro and other Rishonim, because the other Rishonim do not include the words Vahetri et Vahetrim. Not only that, but the Avni Meluyim quoted this, a whole list of Aferim quoted the Rosh explicitly, and they made no such inference from the language of the Rosh. Incidentally, the Avni Meluyim explains another thing, saying that that's only, well, I'll talk about word in a moment, that's only with the Rosh talking about how word, when you borrow money, and say it's only there where you don't know whether he wants Avim or not. Who says he wants Avim, it's for his benefit not to have Avim. So there, him says it's for every person. Therefore, you have to be imagining the Avim so that we know that he wants Avim. And if he doesn't, you have a problem with Sefer Torah B'Kosim. Now, if you're anything for Kedushin, of course he wants Avim. Otherwise, there's no Kedushin. What's he doing here? He's getting married. So of course he wants, therefore you don't have to be imagining. The problem with regard to Yichud Avim in general, and certainly Yichud Avim to the exclusion of all others, is that it may be a Chumrah D'Osi Livei Kulis. Now, it's a Chumrah D'Osi Livei Kulis for a significant reason. The through the question I gave you, there are a number of cases in which it has happened that people were miyakadating and the aid turns out to be false. He's either a false Bavli Nisan or Haradim, or it turns out that he's a relative and the Masada Tradition didn't realize the relationship. A lot of people don't realize that a Shani is a Shani or that a Baal of a Shani is a Shani is false related to whatever. It can happen. And then he's got a problem afterwards. So you have a small marriage if you have big enough amor. The only question is how big of an amor is he dealing with. But you can have all kinds of problems, and these problems, they occur. They exist. We have here essentially two sources. One is the Chavis Yoyer, the older source. Incidentally, none of this is new. And this is old. It happens all the time. Here I've got a source. I put on the Maram Athenis. It's called the Algemeine Journal. Friday, January 1990, pardon the Tariq La'az, the other side is cut off, I think it's Hebrew day. Zayin the Kiddushin by the Mkubra from Rav Shach in the Kugelin Kosher. Don't laugh. I had a Balabosa come over from the Shabbos morning in Shul. He was terribly upset after such a thing happened. And what happened was that apparently after the Chuppah they discovered that one of the grandchildren of God, one of the Eidah Kedushin, was a apostle. That's absurd, I don't know, I'm interested. It doesn't make any difference. But it can happen. Now, were the Kedushin, were they kosher Kedushin or weren't they kosher Kedushin? Unfortunately, the Rav HaMechaber and the Algemeine Journal doesn't quote the earlier sources, namely the Chavis Yoyer and the Stam Sefer, to tell you that the Kedushin were absolutely kosher, and doesn't tell us whether they were nayi the chumrah, the brisker chumrah of excluding everybody else. In which case, the Kedushin may not have been kosher. That is precisely the chumrah d'osu v'kulah that I'm talking about. You can have a chumrah d'osu v'kulah. The Chavis Yoyer says that even when you're miyakadating, nobody intends to exclude anyone else. Of course you want it to be aiding to took them, they're here, and didn't mean to exclude anybody except the psulim. Therefore, says the Chavis Yoyer, the first Kiddush is that incidentally is the Chavis Yoyer and the Chum Sefer connected to Avni Meluyim. Avni Meluyim in the same simon is very clear, and it says the aiding has to be Mesirat HaShabbat. If you don't have Mesirat HaShabbat, no Kiddush. The Chavisur is the cooler. Chavisur says that if you're standing there, even if you didn't see the Mesirat HaShabbat, but you heard him say Mazel Tov to Moshe Noyagin, it says Mazel Tov after the Mesirat HaShabbat, it is good. It's not considered decorous anymore. But in some circles, it's still done. Whoever's standing under the chuppah says Mazel Tov to the Chosin Kaul after the Mesirat HaShabbat. That's the Kedushin. If they heard them say, Mazel Tov, that's what he heard, that they heard the chuppah, and they're chuppah by Kenyan. Even if he didn't see the Mashiach of Tabas, man, this is good enough. The Avi Nuri does talk about what you see with the Tabas on the finger of the woman. Afterwards, you saw a person of Hoshi's hand, then in her hand, and now we have an umzin of how it got there. But the Chavashira may believe they didn't see the Tabas in the palace hand at all. That's he says that even they were standing in the back of the room, and he says it's only a moment that they shouldn't be sharing in the back of the room, and there was an established Kiddushin, then of course everybody knows what's happening there. There is a Kiddushin, they didn't see the Mashiach of Tabas at all. The most incidentally, in another tshuva says that only if you have an established Kiddushin knows what he's doing. If you have one of these people out there who don't know what Kiddushin is all about, they're called conservative clergymen, then the Chacham Sofer doesn't apply because he does not even start a Kiddushin. He makes double ring ceremonies. Who knows what he does? He says the Chacham Sofer doesn't apply. I'm not interested right now. Obviously, he was dealing with a different title, namely a Mokin Igun, and there's no get. And I'm not sure whether or not you don't have to be Chacham for the Chacham Sofer even under those conditions. That's one of the measures coolest in Haftarat Kiddushin in order to avoid problems with Igun, and it's not necessarily the case that everybody agrees. But I mean, here you have the Chacham Sofer, who is saying that in these cases you still have valid Kiddushin because you have other people there, and even if there were Yichud Eidim, they're all kosher. Now it seems to me that if you say Al under there in the passage, or to the exclusion of all others, none of this applies. It says that these are the Eidim, and these are the only Eidim. Without these Eidim, I don't want tradition. Therefore, I consider it a Kumrit or to the Kula. However, you can have your cake in either two. Heaven forfend that deprives people of the Kumrit. You can, I think, do it and not lose the advantage of the Chavashir and the Chacham Sofer when such is advantageous. And that is to amend the Nusach somewhat and say, plainly and plainly are the Eidim to the exclusion of all Tzuvim. Just add the word. Instead of the exclusion of all, say an added substance, not the exclusion of all others, but to the exclusion of all who are not qualified to be Eidei Tzuvim. That takes care of it all. You've eliminated the shulim and you have not excluded the sherry. You've always excluded sherry. Why should you exclude sherry? If Chai never said it, I suspect that's what he's trying to do. And if not, I think that's the eitzah how you eat it.
It's not
uncommon
to be in a situation where the chasma, in fact, the only two people there are going to shadow.
Sure, the role of the Mashiach, which takes us directly to the next problem, and that is whether the role can be an aid. But let me digress for one moment. I have heard tell that there are some people in Eretz Yisrael who are giving advice and telling people to be miyakid aid of tzulim so that they shouldn't be producing, so that later there won't be problems of mamzerus, the fule. Now, I don't believe anybody responsible ever said that. But if he did, I think it's absolutely unconscionable for at least three reasons. One is that, you know, there are people out there, even if they may be cautious not to go to Tashkent on Rosh Hashanah, but they don't want to be able to Easter Tomei Abola Tzuya. Now, Tomei Abola Tzuya is still an Easter in the eyes of many people in this happening. Sin or Adin, they're not missing other things, but they're missing Tomei Abola Tzuya. You have no right to be marshaled in Easter Tomei Abola Tzuya. To go be in a sad institution with 80 siblings and let these people think they're married is as blatant, at least me, as you can possibly have. You're forcing to be marshaled in Easter Tomei Abola Tzuya. You don't want to be in Easter Tomei Abola Tzuya. Secondly, what happens to the Birchus Eirusin? Birchus Eirusin becomes a bracha of apology at Eidim Tzuvim. How can you make a Birchus Eirusin sheva bracha? And finally, and I'll come to this a little bit later again with the Rav being the aid, I hear tell that the Mitzvah Kedushin is set fee. What in the world is taking the fee for? Is there Mitzvah Kedushin that are false or I suspect that there may be an Easter Gezel, although I'll soon show you that the Dean team would have disagreed with me. But I think there's an Easter Gezel on the fee as well if you're Mishkadia seducing with aging students. What?
It's a good show.
It's a good show. You made a good speech.
Yes, the aging story would only help if there were no pressure greater than the.
Well, I don't know. These people, for their nations, for some sake, I don't know what they're doing. It doesn't make sense to me. Of course, the principle of some sake is not going to make any difference. If there are Asian children there any place, then they're going to be a distribution. So, you know, my rule. But the subject moms instead of about the Rabbi moms, what have they accomplished for it? Now, who's going to be Machia to negative some sake with regard to the human chain? And the Sophic Mamzer in Halacha is worse off than Mamzer Vada in many ways. I don't know my who you will get that kind from. I don't understand. They were afraid that later there's going to be a divorce and they won't get the get. That's what they were afraid of. Or maybe they were afraid of other things too. Huh? I've heard tell of people in our look. What? This is exactly what I have heard. I don't know who the rabbis are. I first tell this is what they do, and I can't accept it. All right. Now, can the Rav be one of the A-Day seducers? There is a tshuva in the Yad HaLevi in which... What's in the Yad HaLevi? It's not just the Yad HaLevi. The Yad HaLevi is mine. Oh, that's why it's not there. But I had to look through it half a dozen times to make sure it wasn't there. Okay. I couldn't... All right.
Done that stuff there.
Okay. Here's the other way. Look into the
time. The
library doesn't have the other way.
Not the other.
Of course they have. They have to have that. However, they don't. All right.
You guys have this one?
Mm-hmm. It's not in your environment. Zuhu, Zuhu, Shemad B'Shem HaRahad Avrom Din, Shemestavir Liyitzarif Atzmei Lei, Ochen Tami Lei Shemad. Now, this is the famous of Avrom Din. Tami Lei Shemad, what's the problem? Right? He says, I heard the name of Avrom Din with a Talmud of Ramos and Adler. And he said that the world shouldn't be the Mestavir, shouldn't be one of the 80 to be. Now, this was in the tshuva of the Binyan Siyan, the Shoyal, who was one of the members, called one big family. The Shoyal wrote to the Binyan Siyan and told him essentially the same thing. And the Binyan Siyan explained the reason. The Binyan Siyan said that the problem was that the Masada Tradition takes the feet. Therefore, he is in Nigeya Bedusa. He needs it to be tortured, because otherwise he's entitled to his feet. He's in the Jay of Ages, therefore he can't be in a Kedushin. And the Binyan Siyan dismisses all of that. The Binyan Siyan says that that's not what the Masada Kedushin is there for. The Masada Kedushin is there to make the prophet. And even if it's taking Shulim and you have no Kedushin, but you still do something for them. That's who you don't have to make your Kedushin and Kedushin Siyan over again. So that you don't have to make your Kedushin and Kedushin Siyan over again. Therefore, he's entitled to his side. He's being paid in effect. Now, the Binyan says it, I can't deny it. I want to know what's going to happen in the following situation. We have a rogue that's inside of Kedushin, he's not Maritz, and we have Kedushin that are invalid, and the Chosin now takes the rogue to his interior, he wants to see that. Is he going to collect or is he going to collect? Clearly, the rogue is going to say, or his Tayin is going to say, Team, we got Binyan here. I made the bracha and I made the speech. I'm the title for my fee. The Chosin is going to claim, I didn't hire you to make the bracha. What do I need you to make the bracha for? I can make the bracha myself. The Masada Kedushin of the bracha is for Levi's Shini Deya. Who needs it? I hired the Rav for the same reason that Lahav Gil, you hire an attorney to draft the will. Who needs an attorney to draft the will? You do it yourself. That's your own peril, your own risk. You need the supervision of an attorney to make sure you don't fall into one of the many pitfalls. I need the rules to fill in the super the right way, to make sure that whatever happens under the hoop is kedin. I need it in there. They should be kedin. Otherwise, what do you need a rule for? What's the purpose of a rule in the hoop, for heaven's sake? What's the rule doing there? You know, not making the speech, I hope. I mean, that's another one of the hoopies that goes to be scrapped in. But the Yom Kippur, the function of Aroch isn't the next feature. The function of Aroch is the Paschal Shire. And if they were made to be Mechabit, the Aroch would see their Kedushin, there must have been a reason for it. Mechabit is not meant to see their Kedushin. Who needs the Aroch to see their Kedushin? Take the Mashiach and the Tenerim off. You need the Aroch. The Aroch has only one thing over everybody else, supposedly. And that he is a Talmud Chacham. He knows you hire him. He'll do it to you and everybody else. It's not Kedushin. It seems to me that this is what the Aroch thing was gracious for. He was gracious that the Rav is going to give a Eidus because his Schar is entirely for it seems to us that it's Kedushin Kedin, and therefore he's going to give the Eidus. Incidentally, in the Tshuva, it's not mistaken, it's in the Tshuva of Yagalevi, there's a discussion of whether the Rav can be Meichel his Kedin so he can be the Eid. And he says that if the Mahayi of the Shah and the Phil of Alpeh may not be good enough. And since the Ksav Rabbonis says that the world is entitled to a Shah to see the Kedushin, his Nephil of Alpeh is not the Ksav. Alright.
So what are the
Yes, obviously, this is our effort, Daniel.
But the situation, when we look at the modern day situation, the situation is going to arise. When the Rav is going to end up being in the Sada position, it's going to be situations normally where you have Amorites come in, or people who don't have any full family or any full friends, and they kind of know the words, and you probably get to speak for more than the other people.
I mean, see that with you. The incidentally, the Shuv and the Chavashira, certainly held that the Rav can be in the age, because when there was the Shiloh, one of them turned out to be false, where he said, look, the Rav was there, he was caught there. And I presume that he was the Rav who got fired. This was, this traditional source of income for Rabbanim. You know, Rabbanim did get fees for Tzivik Kedushin. Even in Tehillah, where Rabbanim did not get other forms of remuneration, they get fired for Tzivik Kedushin. Now, this was in Frankfurt, on the Hudson, where Vespa, other forms of gratuity are frowned upon for very good reason. But start to see the position that was part of the period that's there. Okay. Next. One?
That
is going to be
on
the field. No, for some it's not. I don't think the Rabbanim just take money from the
Jewish family. Yeah.
Levius, yes. I think. I don't know. That's not my business. Levius was not written to the Tzav Rabbanis. But if you take any of the old Tzav Rabbanis, you'll find Rakash. Bnei Rakash, they call it. Rabbanim Chazorim Shemosh. Bnei Rakash. In Yiddish called Rakash Gel. Rabbanim Chazorim Shemosh. That was included in the emoluments that are in the Tzav Rabbanis. Okay. Next, we now have Eidim, Yichud Eidim. We're now ready for Tzidah Kedushin, for Birchas Eirusin. Birchas Eirusin on the microphone. I understand very well that most people are Mesadar Kedushin on a microphone. It seems to me that they're Mesadar Kedushin with a live mic open. Yes, over a microphone. It seems to me that the Shaila is no different from Mikra Megillah on a microphone. And that all of those who say that Mikra Megillah on a microphone is no good say that Yitzchak Erison on a microphone is not good. And vice versa. Those who say that it is good would say that it is good. And we have basically three sheets. The Minka Kalota and Rav Moshe say Mikra Megillah on a microphone is more than one cooler than the Minka Kalota. Rav Tzute Tachpant and the Kori Kedish is Mesuka. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach says it's absolutely not good.
Rav Tzute Tachpant?
Yes, is Mesuka from the Kori Kedish. And the friend of Zalman says it's absolutely no good. Now, it may be the vestiges of Chatas Nuruin of the Buddha Chayil, but I do not understand the Das HaMatiri. The Matiri seem to think that a microphone functions in a manner similar to that of a megaphone. It just doesn't. A megaphone takes airwaves, they're generated by human voice, and bounces them back one on top of the other, and they become amplified. When you talk into a microphone, you cause a rubber membrane to vibrate. That rubber membrane causes air to move, which are called waves. The waves that you hear are generated not by the human voice, but are generated by this rubber or latex membrane. You hear waves that are set into motion by this that I'm moving in my hand. This begins moving because I talk at it. I talk at it, so it begins bouncing back and forth. That's like a crescendo. What? No, they don't. Not everybody has the same voice. If you're highly sophisticated, you can tell the difference between voices. It is not an exact replica of the human voice at all. It isn't. The microphone is not. Kaleisha, I'll worry about some other time. It's a clearly Kaleisha, incidentally, for many people. But put it aside. If it's a problem, you may be worse on a microphone. But if you want to be formalistic and technical, it may turn out to be a hazard for it. I'm not presenting this as a hazard for Kaleisha by any means. But the point is, a crazy one has to be discussed in context. Here, for Mikra Megillah, or for being late to somebody else with a broker, you need a human voice. An echo isn't good enough. This is worse than an echo. An echo is something that bounced off a wall. Here's not bounced off a wall. It's a voice, a human voice that has vibrated a membrane, and the membrane has set airways into motion, which has created sound.
So the issue of using a microphone on
Shabbos doesn't mean
she
had a
car. No. I didn't
say that.
No,
on the contrary, it's precisely because of what I'm saying that it's also on Shabbos. It becomes a programmer. I have now put a musical instrument. It will be a megaphone, it will be something else. Now it's the claw for the center. I'm playing an instrument. It's called a microphone. I'm playing games with it and making a new voice. It's a new voice. It's a brand new voice.
What about
the microphone? I mean, the Shlomo understood this perfectly. Page 40.
What about those microphones that are not electrical microphones, that are basically...
What do you mean? Then it's no different.
What's the one where they talk about...
I didn't mean to say what's the difference. I don't know of any microphone that isn't electrical. Every microphone is electrical. It may be transistorized. If it's not electrical, it's called a megaphone. A megaphone isn't a microphone. I've never seen anybody standing with a bullhorn under the chuppah. Now, some bullhorns today, some of those are, I don't know how this works. But don't confuse me. Well, it's shady one to be styling. Don't confuse me with electrical megaphones.
The
problem is, I'm being late, the person you're being late to the cost of the affairs and the other
stream, right?
Okay, one second. Let me get deal with this point first. Incidentally, in a footnote on page 40 in this famous Mamorim, the Yoni Chashmal de Shabbos, he adds one thing that didn't appear in Sinai. He says, "La'achas shekvanit but mamazen is damin liladabi and moram balach hazeini." Ve'omali, this is different in Chazon Ish, to the best of my knowledge. Shaladata in the kokach poti. The yitochin, the kivish, afil amishma, nisa de amadabu, v'adama kol mishma miyad, v'derach amadabu, in quotation mark, etzer, close quote, v'gam zeh chosik yishmeya mamish, nisi amadabu o tikeya. He's quoting Chazon Ish saying, etzer, not certain, etzer. Who can do it, etc., etc. Let me finish. That's the saying, Ulan. You have Daiti, who keeps his global ma'oid, the Ain Ani Navy, I say. Here you go. What? I read it to you. And I don't understand it. What? I'll read it again. Kivan, Shakil, Hanishma, Nisar, De Hamadabe. The gam akil nishma miyad kederach hamadabrim efter the gam zechot tishmeyaman. Atar peshat is the same basic problem. Well, look in the Maidin of Manin. I gave you the Maidin. The same Maidin of Manin speaks against using a microphone for atar peshat. Yes. Yes, I agree. Now there, I mean, imagine we're not now dealing with Chazor HaShat. Whether there you end up with a proper of Atola or not is a little bit more complicated, but certainly not Lachatul. Now, somebody made the point that the person can hear, and I presume the 10 people who have to hear it, can hear it without the microphone. Now, first of all, you've got a problem with space holy. Now, space holy in general, not Mishnah. But, Mishnah Brewer or Fanshire with Sukha Siddish and the Binyan in the Sukha, I was just leave it. If you want, you can hear. Well, okay, fine. I was just leave it. When you're dealing with two human voices, yes, if you want to hear one, you will hear one. I can tell you that I have played games, not under the hook, but at a podium when I'm lecturing, see whether I can hear my own voice or not. And I have found, and maybe I know something's wrong with me, I have found on more than one occasion that I am incapable of talking on a microphone and hearing myself. I hear the curl, I hear the microphone, and I know what I'm hearing. Because if I walk away from the microphone, I can tell you the exact moment the mic stopped picking up. And then I'm hearing myself. So if I can't hear myself on the microphone, I can't hear myself because I'm hearing the microphone, what about the poor person? It'll depend where the person is standing, obviously, yes. I know, you can have to hear a person talking to a microphone, and if you're standing behind him, you may be able to hear him and not the mic. But if you, the person is standing in front, I would not guarantee that the person can hear the Masada Kedushin and not the mic. In fact, I question whether he ever hears the Masada Kedushin. Even if he wants to hear it. Yeah, it depends really on the loudspeaker. It depends what your logistical system is. If you've got one with loudspeakers also, then it depends more on loudspeakers on the mic. If you've got a plain, simple, garden variety microphone, then it's all contingent upon the positioning of the microphone. And if the microphone is where it's supposed to be, I frankly question whether it is acoustically possible for the person to hear the Masada Kedushin. I think he hears only the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? However, the people out there, everybody out there, can start a Kedushin on microphones because of the Yehuah. So the Shepherd Brock is also. I see no reason why you can't read the Ksuv on the microphone. That's the coolest. That's the coolest of the speech turn of my God. At least the ones that I've heard.
How come it's a lot of weddings that they will have the benching at the end?
The benching at the end, what the
whole other time, the rest everything's on the microphone.
We're not making anybody with Jericho Tamil. One thing is clear. You can say amen to a bracha here on the mic. It's no worse than Alexandria ship in the Trident. If you're in the room, you know you made the bracha. They're waving the flag at you. So they're waving the mic at you. My problem with Jericho Tamil on the microphone is that without exception, those people stand. You're not allowed to stand for Jericho Tamil. Some bigger problems on the microphone. Okay. That's Birkas Erisim. Yeah, you can't. Right, if it's a bracha about Tola, you can't answer Amen. See, that's the problem. The Mevorach in Birkas Amos, he's benching for himself. If the Masada Kedushin is making a bracha about Tola, because nobody heard him, he's not being made to the person, then he can't answer Amen either. But the problem of, the generic problem of Amen on the microphone isn't a problem. So Birkas Erisim and Birkas Nisuyim, it is a problem.
What about the share of brachas at the
table? The same thing with the passing around the mic. And the person sitting at the head table. And he can't deal with that. So, you know, so it's the same problem. Huh? It's exactly the same problem. Okay. Dear God. The nation's not here. Dominica Palooza was not. I mean, what should I do? I mean, I think in the Christ is wrong. No. What has any say, whatever he said, Esther. And if Hashem is out, didn't understand, so I don't feel too bad if I don't understand. Okay. Birkas Erisim. We're now holding the new text of the brother of Birkas Erisim. I included simply the meaning of the bracha. I said, "Kishon Tzitzit Tivon Alarei Lotalonis Arusay Tzitalonis Nisuit Lonu Ayidei Kupa Bikidushin." The bracha is a little bit anomaly. This is now a wedding, and it begins. I said, "Kishon Tzitzit Tivonu Al for our royals." What does the bracha dealing with prohibited unions have to do with one that's perfectly legitimate? Which doesn't fit in. There are two translators. I gave you two Jewish translators. They're interesting. The translators say in one place he says that this word Erva, it comes from the Sherish Mem Ayin Resh, which I candidly concede I don't recognize.
He says that the sheirish mo'or means kirvoter. I don't know. I looked up the dictionary, I couldn't find it. He says it means pure water, Hebrew water. That's what Mura means. Maybe the same service. Okay, he says the service is Mem Ayin Reish, and that the word then means not tangled or entangled, but kiruv. He says it's not service. All right, he says the service is kiruv water. And he proceeds to say that he finds the Gemara the lotion of Ha'ora and the lotion of Beer. With regard to mitzvah, you find the lotion of Beer, because the mitzvah is always the Gemara Beer, proper ejaculation. Whereas, in terms of Easter, you find the lotion Ha'ora, that even the Vekus, the Alma, even if the, as far as Easter is concerned, it need not be Nigmar. Now, you know, it's just interesting, such a return verse of Tivono al Ha'arayis doesn't mean the forbidden connections, if you translate, but it means sexual activity, Dibur Bosa. Tivono al Dibur Bosa, Rosa Lono Esfarusa, etc., etc. Incidentally, again, one of the things I did not put on the syllabus, and I hear tell that there are some established traditions who translate Birkas Erisin and Birkas Nisuin. I have no problems with the translation. However, the translation should be after the Mesir Shabbat for Birkas Erisin and leaving out the Shemis. You know, praise art thou who has sanctified us by your commandments is quite sufficient. A bracha in lav for most Afrinim is a bracha. For the Shem Umalchus becomes a brothel of Akolah. And that applies to the Sheva brothels as well. O Lord our God, King of the Universe, the Shem Umalchus. You can make such a brothel of Hatzila for some places. And you get to the Shveger, some places. The Shem enlarged is certainly good enough. I mean, not certainly. For these Akronis, the G-O-D in the English language is the Shem Esen and not a kingdom. And you can be used for both in law. No? However, let me return. Once you have the translator, I would say Lamia's Gaiti. No, I'm not an etymologist, but I didn't understand his derivation either. And if we can work with derivations, then maybe the Lashon Ezra has the Sheirish Ayin Reish Hey. All right, what's an Eru? Iron Race just can't be a thing. Iron Race head, right? Means the pore to ejaculate. And then the ervor is the ejaculating organ. I should return the truth of Sivano, our ejaculation. Roth, our Lord, and Rez, for our Rufus. I mean, it's like the translation. I'm just giving you a different etymological derivation. All right. In the other two of the translator offers a different explanation. I should turn first to Sivonu al Aroyes, and he says that he makes this brocha because why is an erva also altogether? An erva is a pnuya. I'm sorry. Why is a pnuya? Or so why does it say after a pnuya? Because we're afraid, Shem Yisra Ochis Apeisa. If we have people who engage in promiscuous relationships, then the net result is siblings will not be aware of the relationship that exists between them. And therefore, there is the possibility that we have incestuous relationships at some subsequent period. Therefore, the Seder says, Pony Abroad Me is also, the Abonim say Pony Abroad Me, depends what this right is, the Abonim. Therefore, the Nusach HaBrochi is that it is shown to the source of Tivono al Ha'aroyes, Rosh Alono to Rusos, what's the Seder Matthew? Only this, in order to prevent Yilei HaRoyes afterwards. That's why there's Nusach Nui. Okay. The Brisker Rose, probably the Chaim even, has an interesting piece in Kumi, going back to the question of the Ramban. And others saying, how does Andrew Levina marry two sisters? And the answer was before Matan Torah. So before Matan Torah, Elvis from Makan called Tirakula, and the answer is, of course.
that there was no Isra of Eishes Ach before Matan Torah, because there couldn't be an Eishes Ach before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, in order to have an Eishes Ach, you first have to have, I'm sorry, an Achuz Isra. You don't have an Achuz Isra, you have a wife. And there is no test for Kiddushin before Matan Torah. There cannot be Kiddushin until the third year is the institution of Kiddushin. The Menorah of Gulag Baal. Gulag Baal is not an Eishes Ach. There's no issues before Matan Torah. Therefore, there cannot be an Achuz Isra.